From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The first Monday in October is always a big occasion for the Supreme Court. It's the start of a new term, but today was special for two reasons. At the court, the new Chief Justice, John Roberts, formally took his seat on the bench. And at the White House, President Bush announced his pick to replace retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. The president chose Harriet Myers, who currently serves as White House counsel. Myers is 60 years old, and in an interesting twist, she was instrumental in the Roberts selection. We'll have some legal and political analysis coming up, but first, NPR's Nina Totenberg begins our coverage.
The White House announcement of the Myers nomination bore little resemblance to the carefully orchestrated primetime Roberts announcement. Once again, the president stood next to his choice, but this time it was 8 in the morning Eastern Time when most of the country was either in bed or on the way to work. And this time, oddly enough, the president was stepping on his own message, the successful confirmation of John Roberts and Roberts' ascension to chief. Normally, the story of the day would have been Roberts' investiture, with pomp, ceremony, and pictures of rambunctious children at the court. Instead, the story of the day was the Myers announcement, a story that left many conservatives privately, if not publicly, disappointed, and Democrats poised for a fight that they may, in the end, forego. David Frum worked with Myers at the Bush White House in the first term. He posted an entry on the conservative National Review blog today bemoaning the Myers appointment as an opportunity missed to name any one of several outstanding conservative jurists.
The president didn't choose any of them. He chose somebody who is a loyal counselor of his, who's a fine lawyer, and a lovely person, but who is not one of the outstanding jurists that conservatives have been readying for this moment, and it's a moment that may not recur. We can't count on there being 55 Republican senators the next time there's a Supreme Court vacancy.
But publicly, most conservatives were holding their tongues, and others were vigorously defending Myers' conservative credentials. Nathan Hecht is viewed as perhaps the most conservative member of the conservative Texas Supreme Court.
She's very conservative. She shares the president's values. She goes to a conservative evangelical church.
As for Democrats today, they were noncommittal, said New York Senator Charles Schumer. It could have been worse. And Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid, after meeting with Myers on Capitol Hill, seemed relieved that the president did not choose a nominee who would have automatically forced a fight. In selecting Harriet Myers, the president has chosen one of his closest and most trusted advisors, a Texas lawyer who's been at his side for years and who has virtually no paper trail to complicate the confirmation. In some ways, she's the ultimate stealth nominee, though some of the president's critics are already tagging her as a crony. Mr. Bush met Myers socially in the early 1980s. In 1994, she joined the Bush gubernatorial campaign as counsel. Later, when Mr. Bush was governor, he asked her to take over the state's scandal-ridden lottery board and to clean it up. In 1998, when Mr. Bush was up for re-election, his campaign paid Myers $19,000 to conduct an internal preemptive investigation into allegations that Mr. Bush had help from his father in getting into the Air National Guard in 1968. In 2001, Myers came to Washington with a new president as deputy chief of staff, and last year she was promoted to White House counsel. Myers graduated with honors from Southern Methodist University Law School, where she served on the Law Review. Afterwards, she clerked for a federal judge. She was the first woman hired by a major Dallas law firm, was the first female partner in the city, and became the first woman president of the Texas Bar Association. In that position, she opposed the pro-choice position taken by the national organization, the ABA. For decades, she was a corporate lawyer and served for one term on the Dallas City Council, running without significant opposition. Some Dallas political observers saw Myers as the representative of corporate interests, but others said she was a bridge to minorities on the racially divided city council. Myers, who has no judicial experience, is called a steel magnolia by some. In describing her, almost everyone uses the adjective tough, but some also say she is obsessed with details and slow to make decisions. Justice Hecht, who used to date the nominee, says she is pure conservative grit.
When we used to jog together years ago and after work, Harriet would run faster uphill and slower downhill, just because she was determined that the course was not going to get the best of her. That's just the way she is. She chopped cedar with the president at Crawford and his security team. She's usually the only girl out there. And she's out there with a chainsaw and a torch. If it's to be done, she's going to do it.
Daryl Jordan, a leading Republican trial lawyer in Texas who's known Myers for 30 years, sees her as something of a centrist, however.
I think she will be a great Supreme Court justice, almost exactly, in my mind, in the mold of Justice O'Connor.
That, of course, is the kind of description that sends chills down the spines of many of the president's allies. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.